Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. As usual, starting my day heart healthy with my oatmeal on my sideboard and a nice cup of coffee as well. So happy to be excited as usual and sharing my excitement with everyone who's willing to listen. Today, folks, I am excited to introduce you to an organization that's been coming to Bethel for a bit of time. I was talking to my friend Barbara Mosier about this ski club that comes and teaches kiddos. She was real active and involved as a volunteer here at the ME school, I believe. And then we got a petition at the Citizen Action Grant Committee for some city funds to help support the organization. Well, they're in town today and all week indeed. And I have with me Brad Cruz from SkiCoo. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. Good morning, Bethel. Good morning, LK and the Yukon.
Tell me about SkiCoo.
Well, SkiCoo is a nonprofit 501c3 organization that has as its mission to get all of Alaska on skis. And specifically, the all in that tagline refers to the people who aren't already on skis because they have the luxury of living in the road belt and having money and all that. So we're after all the village kids, we're after the poor kids, we're after anybody who wouldn't otherwise have the chance to enjoy the healthy sport of skiing.
And you've been going after them for 8 years, you personally for six. Tell me a little bit about that journey.
Well, SkiCoo started in Nana territory with a lady who is from Kiana, who worked for Nana and was approached by an Olympic skier named Lars Flora for sponsorship for his ski career. And she said, we don't sponsor skiers. But he came back and said, well, what if I took a bunch of skis and a bunch of my ski pals and went to your villages and taught your kids to ski for a week? Well, Robin sat right up then and said, you're on. And a couple years later, they incorporated as a 501c3 and were recruiting more and more coaches because the demand was incredible. And we rapidly grew right out of Nana territory and into the Bering Straits, where we met a kid named Siku, who gave us the name that we adopted. We just put a K in Siku, and it became SkiCoo. And that's how we're known statewide.
But
now.
I'm not as proficient in language as I should be. That's a local, that's a Yupik word.
I'm told that Siku is the word for ice.
Ah, I don't know, but I believe you. And yeah. I know that my producer in the next room, she's listening. She'll tell us whether we're wrong or right. I trust you, though.
Yeah, so we just stuck a K in there, and now we're SkiCoo all over the state.
Spectacular. Now, now I do understand that the people who come out, like yourself, are volunteers.
Yeah, all of our coaching staff are volunteers, and our board members, of which I'm one, I'm the board chair. We're all volunteers. We only have three paid people.
Yeah, I was terribly impressed with the organization when it came across the desks over there for the city. Now, let me ask you this. You're in town for a bit of time, but you have bigger plans, huh?
Yes, I'm in town right now at ME School and GJ School with six other coaches, and we're getting the almost 600 kids at the elementary schools out on skis. But we know that there's a lot more enthusiasm for skiing in Bethel, and I've met a lot of people here who are very fired up, and so we're going to come back next year, hopefully with the program at the McCann program, maybe, and the Yupik Immersion School, and we're going to come with a larger crew and maybe enough to also do the middle school and high school kids if there's interest. And we want to start up a local ski club. We've got a few volunteers, and we need a lot more because what makes this work for the kids to be on skis when we're not around is for the local folk to take it up and organize a little ski club.
Now, can people find out more at skiku.com? That's SkiKU.com.
Exactly, yeah.
And so if someone's interested in one of those volunteer opportunities and doesn't have the chance to run into you while you're in town, they could probably contact you that
way? Exactly. There's contact info there. There's a coach volunteer page. There's lots of videos and pictures of where we've been and what we've done.
All right, well, I'm going to take us a brief break. You know, this is all good stuff you're telling me, and I want to take a brief break. We'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit about the movie Friday night and you know, the other opportunities while you guys are still in town. But thanks for coming in to tell me something good. Here's Rufus and Chaka Khan with Tell Me Something Good, and I'll be back with Brad Cruz from SkiCoo talking about skiing opportunities in Bethel this week. We'll be right back.
me that you like it, yeah.
Thanks for that selection, Brad. You're a fan of Chaka Khan or Rufus? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? I was noticing that Chaka Khan was on that show on Fox now. It's called Masked Singer. Have you seen this?
No.
So after the Super Bowl, there was a big run on this show. It's a different celebrity guest in a costume. Like, think furry costume. Think that purple dinosaur for kids. Think that kind of thing. But up in front of the stage, American Idol style. And then the celebrity panel has to guess who's in the costume. Of course, you don't find out until, you know, many episodes deep when someone's eliminated. Anyway, Chaka Khan was on the other night.
In the costume or in the judging panel?
In the costume.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd recognize her.
Yeah, so anyway, it's a cool show. Interesting. It's right before the Lego show. There's a Lego build show, too. I'm going to stop promoting other networks.
I don't watch TV.
But we're here with Brad Cruz talking ski coup. Now, I did check off air. The word is... I'm going to mess it up. I just
said Jigu.
Jigu. And it's spelled with it's like Jalista's spelling in the beginning. Jigu.
So I've been corrected. Skiku is sort of Yupik inspired.
Yes. I'm not trying to be corrective. I just want to learn myself. That's the whole deal there. Thank you for telling me something good about Skiku. And tell me what's going on this week, because you've already been with some kiddos. There's some more opportunities for kiddos. And then Thursday and Friday, something going on.
Yeah, this is our Skiku's third visit to Bethel, my first. And I am quite impressed with the enthusiasm and appetite for skiing out here. And so we've had people approach us with ways that they can help, including Brian Lepperts from over at YKHC Environmental Programs, Environmental Health. He's been dragging the dog sled groomer out to make a ski trail for us. He's even mapped it out, and he wants to groom trails for skiers because he wants people out skiing, and he wants to ski. That's an example of the kind of support it takes to have a ski club. And then a bunch of other folks have approached us as wanting to help get the kids out on skis. It takes a lot of adults to run a ski program. And part of it is we want kids out skiing along talking with adults. There's value in that. There's value in outdoor fresh air, sunlight, and exercise. And there's value in spending time talking to adults. All those things improve outcomes for kids. And the adults who are out there outside skiing are also reaping health benefits. And it works if they do it all winter long, not just when Skiku is in town. That's why we want to see every town have its own local ski club that we help foster, and then they grow and prosper on their own.
What's going on what's going on tonight, today, tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're having a showing of this movie that Skiku made to tell how the Bering Strait School District and White Mountain became ski capitals. There's a huge ski community and ski program in the Norton Sound area, supported by the Bering Strait School District and hosted mainly at White Mountain. And White Mountain, back in the day, cranked out multiple U.S. national champions. Few people know that story, so my founder, Robin Cornfield, made a movie about it, and it's called Making Tracks. And we're going to show it on Thursday evening at 5:15 or 5:30-ish, mainly to get the McCann kids up there before they go to Anchorage for the for Rondi. And then we're going to have another showing on Friday evening at about 5:30 after all our ski races and ski parade and ski fun. And we're hoping to have Rose Dominick and the Elders come.
Well, you just buried the lead there, though. Ski parade, ski. What are these opportunities to ski for kiddos? Because that's what I think you're missing.
The culmination of our week of skiing with the kids is to have them use all their newly polished ski skills to race each other just for fun. And we're going to parade around. We're going to take pictures in front of our banner. Because we have to
show our... So this is a ski event.
Yeah, it's a ski event, yeah.
And that'll be Friday.
We've got to get lovely pictures with our banner that has all our sponsors on there, so our sponsors are gratified for their support.
So forgive me for this question. Are there kids that might... Are there people that might just be hearing about this now that might want to take advantage and can't?
Yeah, the after-school sessions are open to the public.
Okay.
The daytime ones are classes at the school.
Sure.
The after-school ones that start at 3 are for the public.
So how do people take advantage of that?
Well, they got to call Vicky because we only have enough skis for about 50 people.
So you got to reserve.
So she's our traffic control person.
No doubt. And how? So they contact Vicky Spencer by calling the ME school.
I'm sorry, I said Vicky. I meant Jasmine.
Oh, Jasmine Laval.
Yeah, at ME, yes.
All right, Jasmine Laval, ME. I don't have that number in front of me, but it starts with 543.
Good bet. Yeah, she's our traffic control person because we only have skis enough for about 50-ish people at a time. And we'll turn them over and get as many people out as possible. We have some adult sizes. And we want the adults to come out and parade around on skis with the kids because they'll find out how much fun it is.
Now, I guess I have two questions. So first of all, as I'm understanding you loud and clear, the reason why you're making a strong emotional pitch for more volunteers is because it's with the volunteers, like Mr. Lefferts that helps with the grading there. It's like those volunteers that build this community that creates a ski culture in a community like ours, and that's what you're trying to coalesce.
Yes, it's a circular benefit. The adults help the kids get on the skis, they house the skis, they get the kids fitted up and out, and then the kids inspire the adults who keep coming back to get the kids out because it's so much fun. And it becomes a self-perpetuating circular thing. And all we have to do is help kickstart it, and then the local folk take it over.
And it seems to me, and I guess I used to go to Stowvermont, and although it's a mountain town, there's also plenty of cross-country ski trails.
Yes.
And that is something that I did notice when I came here. I was kind of surprised that there wasn't just a few more. Because the way this is a big horseshoe and there's like tundra all around, I was surprised there weren't a few more tundra ski trails, a few more cross country kind of stuff there. And I'm not a cross country skier, but tell me a little bit about inspiring that in the community and how that might aid transportation, even, I guess.
Well, skiing is a great way to get around. And back before snow machines, people got around on snowshoes. Well, snowshoes are fine, but skiing is faster and more fun. Kids definitely like sliding down hills, and you can't do that on snowshoes. So skiing seems like a natural fit, and it should be a part of how people commute to school. I commute to my work at the university on my skis when we have a nice snow day. I ski all the way to school.
How cool.
And then in White Mountain, when you go there, you see little kids zooming around town. It's a hilly town. They're zooming around town on little skis. They each have their own pair of skis. You don't see kids running around much on snow machines there. They're on their skis.
But even in a town that's a predominantly flat town can still have quite a vibrant...
This place is ideal for cross-country skiing. And all we have to do is just set up a little trail system and a club where kids can check out skis like books from a library and ski around on the weekend and bring them back. And we just have to set up some trails that hopefully the snow machiners will stay off of because snow machiners and skiers don't mix. Dog sleds and skiers don't mix because the brown stuff that comes out of dogs goops up the skis. They don't slide well on brown snow.
Well, that might be a problem, getting everyone to coexist on different trails.
Yeah, we have to have special trails.
Yeah, that might. But, you know, those are the kind of things, you know, when someone makes that tone that I just made and talks about problems, those are really just solutions ready to be made by a community to come together and engage with the different aspects of their community, whether it be snow machines, whether it be cross-country skiing.
Yeah. One of the tasks for a ski club is to get grant money to buy signage so you can say, this is a ski trail, please respect. And so the skiers don't get lost and get on a snow machine trail or a dog sled trail, which is neither of those are good. So we want the ski trails for the skiers, and then people can ski all over the place, and you can set up routes.
Well, I hope that when you come back next year, you'll come and join me for coffee.
I would love to come back. I'm thoroughly enjoying my visit out here, and it would be great to come back and talk about progress and the results of the ski club.
And you'll
year.
Be and sitting next to you will be one of the chairs of the local ski club.
That would be lovely.
And if you want to be that person, I know that you can contact Brad Cruz by going to skiku.com. That's skiku.com.
Absolutely.
You can also catch him at the movie on Friday night.
Or Thursday
at McCann. And, of course, if you'd like to get in on that ski action with your kiddos, or it's open to it's for kiddos.
Because from 3 to 5.
3 to 5, contact
all comers, as many as we can support. And Jasmine Lavallee is our traffic cop.
Thank you for joining me, Brad. I appreciate our time together today.
All right. Thank you.
And that leaves me just one thing left to say to listeners, and that's don't forget. The most important thing to remember is to be awesome to each other.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.